Kristen.
And you're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. So we've been talking a little bit about the RAISE Caregiver Act and the different goals that are in that act to help assist and support caregivers. And we're going to switch gears a little bit and go to talking more about the community connection and what we're hoping to accomplish with this show. Kristen, you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I've done a lot of studying and thinking about group development, group building, and that's what a community is, right? And I've done that as a social studies teacher. And so what I really think, I mean, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but what I really think is that when we develop community, it's because we have something in common, right? And lots of times those are things that we don't have control over and things that we do have control over. So we can look at different communities that are based around ethnicity, the Irish community, the Black community, the Hmong community. We can look at things that, again, are around things we can't choose, like our sexual orientation, our gender. And a lot of times that community gets built because people begin to identify that they have something in common, and having that something in common gives them a chance for empathy, a chance for shared experiences. And even if it's a group that's not experiencing some of the struggles and obstacles that the groups I just identified are, I still think it's important for the individuals in that community to say, I am part of that community, and I'm part of that community because I have those experiences. I have that shared life experience, life stuff.
Right. Yeah. And it's important to connect with those people. I mean, one part of being a caregiver is it can be isolating.
Absolutely.
And so building that community is important. So that is something that we really want to focus on doing. And although the ages and backgrounds and who you're caring for may be different, just building that community and coming together to support each other on our journeys.
Right. And again, I can't say it enough. It's about that shared life experience and about empathy. Where I think I first began to identify a community of family caregivers was we were fortunate enough to get connected to a place called Camp Awesome. It's run by the United Church of Christ, and they have a couple different locations throughout the state, but Camp Awesome is primarily held up at Moon Beach, which is a lake and a conference or a retreat center that is right outside of St. Germain. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful northwards country. And what happens is that one week for four times, I didn't really explain that very clearly. Excuse me. Each summer they have four different weeks where families come and spend a week together. And all of the only criteria is that these families all have to have been influenced or impacted by autism. So there needs to be somebody in the family who has autism. And we've now been going, I think it's like 11 years. And one of the best feelings I have is when I see Nicole around her people. Each day throughout that week, she gets calmer. She gets more into her own like body and sense of self. And then we're also calmer and able to look around and see that when people are having one of their meltdowns, when people with autism are having some of their sensory challenges, nobody's looking at us differently. Nobody's like, oh, get your kid under control, because they understand why. There's a full level of empathy. And in some of our families, that's more than we get even from our own biological extended family.
Yeah. I mean, dealing with the biological extended family can be very helpful when they're there to help.
Yep.
And it can be very frustrating when they don't give it, when they the support you need, or they can oversimplify or tell you what to.
They're going to outgrow this.
Yeah. Here's what you should be doing. Yep. Here's what you need to do.
Exactly.
And that can lead to some frustration without saying. So being with that community of people that get it, I think is really important.
It's been life-saving for me. Have you had a sense or place where you've been able to get that sense of community, Liza?
I think when we were doing our parent group stuff with Spark was a great opportunity to connect with parents. We did a parents retreat, which I found very helpful connecting with parents as well. Yeah, I'm just...
It gives us an opportunity to hear other stories and realize that you're not alone and that you're not the only one who thinks some of the bad things or does some of the bad things because somebody else is also doing that for the same situation, for not for the same situation, but for the same reasons, right? The frustration, the isolation. And so our goal with this show, you guys, is to find a way to give what we've been able to experience in our different communities and what we experience with each other and our friendship to more people. Right. So that's why we want to build this caregiver community. And we're calling it the Empowered Caregiver Community because we want it to be a place. Now, when I say a place, this is a virtual or, you know, unreal place, right? Sure. You know, it's the radio waves, but there's also we're going to have a dynamic website where we're going to be showing you and promoting lots of different opportunities and programs to do some workshops with us. And that's where we want to ask for your help too. And so we know that caregiving can be overwhelming and exhausting, but that's why we want to end each of our shows with a challenge to bring some fun and joy into caregiving.
Yeah, and sharing these challenges can also bring us together to build that community that we're talking about and break down some of the isolation that we may experience. So this week's challenge, this week's challenge, we would like you to post a picture or share a story on the Empowered Caregiver Facebook or Instagram page about something that brings you delight about the person that you take care of.
Yeah. And so really, like, it's something that we've got to do together, you guys. Liza and I can be the ones that are organizing this. Liza and I can put the platforms out there, but we're really inviting you to, take advantage of this bait. Take a nibble of it. I don't know. I'm trying to make an analogy with fishing and I'm not a fisherwoman, so it's not really working very well. But essentially, we're asking you to come to our Facebook page, come to our Instagram page, post a picture, share a story about how you have delight. What brings you delight when you're with the person you support? So for me, it's going to be lots of pictures of Nicole and I having Starbucks. That is our favorite thing to do together. What about you, Liza?
I just like having conversations with Caden and getting into his head and getting his perspective. I always learn something new and I always feel like I come out a better person.
So Liza, what do you think you'll do for our challenge this week?
I can envision maybe sharing a funny story that Caden had told me in the past. He's always cracking me up. So perhaps just sharing a story the first week.
That's great. And so, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, we are asking you to find a way to share with us how you find delight and how the person you care for brings delight into your life. You have been listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, our first episode. Thanks for sticking with us. We're so excited for the things to come. We've got lots of great speakers, lots of great events and activities to promote. So come back next week and you'll hear us continue talking about the importance of raising the empowered caregiver.
As Lester Holt says, take care of yourself and each other.
You got it.